Virginia has offered more than $900 million in subsidies to businesses, but with mixed success. Take the $60 million worth of tax credits and grants promised to Rolls-Royce, even though the company has not yet met employment goals. Then there's the $54 million to Volvo, even though the company is downsizing in Virginia. Terry Reppin at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service says in a perfect world, these subsidies would not be needed.
A lot of those tax refunds could go toward, you know, lowering tax rates or spending on infrastructure. But as long as other states are doing it, Virginia has to participate in that game as well or lose out on economic development prospects.
Greg LeRoy of Good Jobs First, a group that tracks corporate subsidies, says these kinds of economic development efforts often lead to problems.
Over and over again at the state level, we see agencies resisting oversight, sometimes not covered by open records law, open meetings law, ethics laws, conflict rules. And therefore, it's almost like Groundhog Day reading these case studies over and over again. You get the same structural corruption problems.
Last month, a scathing audit of economic development efforts in Virginia uncovered poor operations and mismanagement. I'm Michael Pope.